Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Get started with a free 15-day trial at the link in the show notes below. Leading off today, one of the big changes coming with the iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Pro is the switch from Lightning to USB-C for charging. It's no secret that USB-C has a ton of advantages over Apple's own proprietary connector, and at least some of those changes and improvements will be offered on the iPhone 15. A new report from Charge Lab this week, which received exclusive images of the USB-C connectors made for iPhone 15, says that Apple is planning for its new iPhones to support Thunderbolt technology. Thunderbolt is a hardware interface created by Intel in partnership with Apple to transmit data at faster speeds. The current version of Thunderbolt works through the USB-C connector and is built into a lot of Apple's devices, including the iPad Pro and the MacBook Pro. Based on Charge Lab's findings, the iPhone 15 might be the next device to get Thunderbolt support. In the leaked images of the USB-C connector for the iPhone 15, Charge Lab spotted a chip that's usually reserved for Thunderbolt connectivity, designed to reconstruct signal and reduce signal jitter in Thunderbolt devices. So in other words, the iPhone 15 USB-C connector should be able to transmit data at much higher speeds than the Lightning connector is capable of, and if it's true that Thunderbolt connectivity will also be supported, then that will take data transfer speeds to the next level. Lightning transfer speeds are capped at 480 megabytes per second, while typical USB-C connectors can transmit between 5 gigabytes per second and 10 gigabytes per second. But when it comes to Thunderbolt, those data transfer speeds jump to an impressive 40 gigabytes per second. One thing to keep in mind is that it's highly likely that Apple will limit Thunderbolt connectivity and data speed transfers to the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max, which aligns with the iPad lineup, where the iPad Pro offers Thunderbolt and the entry-level iPad still offers USB-C with 2.0 speeds. In other news today, Apple has released iOS 17 Beta 6 to developers and public beta testers, and keeping with the trend of pretty much every iOS 17 beta, there aren't a whole lot of changes to talk about here. One thing interesting is that you may remember that since the first beta of iOS 17, Apple moved the end call button in the phone application. This button was previously centered at the bottom of the screen and was moved to the lower right corner of the interface as part of Apple's efforts to make more room on the phone call interface for its new contact poster feature. But this change proved to be quite controversial, and as a result, Apple has responded to the feedback and moved the end call button to the lower right-hand side of the screen in iOS 17 Beta 6, reducing the chances that someone will hit the wrong button and end their call unintentionally. Another change in iOS 17 Beta 6 is that Apple has made another change to the new interface for iMessage applications. With this beta, you can now tap and hold on the plus button to automatically show the photo picker and quickly attach an image to an iMessage. In iOS 16, the Photos app was accessible via the Messages app in a single tap along the toolbar, but in iOS 17, the Photos app button is hidden behind the overall new iMessage interface. This ability to long press on the button and reveal the photo picker is a step in the right direction, and basically allows users to again choose their photos in just a single tap. Again, iOS 17 Beta 6 is currently available to developers and public beta users. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze makes backing up and accessing your data astonishingly easy. For just $7 a month, you get unlimited computer backup for Macs, PCs, and businesses. This includes movies, music, photos, videos, projects, contracts, and all of your data. You can access your backed up files on the go with Backblaze's iOS and Android applications, or from anywhere in the world using the web application. Backblaze also offers a restore, return, refund program. So if you lose your data, you can buy a hard drive restore from Backblaze, Use that hard drive to restore your data to your computer and send it right back to Backblaze within 30 days and get a full refund. Again, Backblaze makes backing up and accessing your data astonishingly easy. Get started today with a full-featured 15-day, no credit card required free trial at backblaze.com/daily. Visit that link or hit the link in the show notes to get started and to protect yourself from potential bad times. Backblaze.com/daily. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Rounding out today, we've talked quite a bit about the iPhone 15 Pro, but perhaps unsurprisingly, the supply chain rumors surrounding the iPhone 16 Pro are already taking shape. A new analyst note from Jeff Poo corroborates much of what we already knew about the iPhone 15 Pro, including the new titanium design, the new periscope lens for the Pro Max, and again, a USB-C port. Interestingly, the analyst still claims that the iPhone 15 Pro will feature 8GB of RAM, contradicting a separate recent rumor that said the A17 Bionic would be paired with 6GB of RAM. But for the iPhone 16 Pro coming next year, this analyst note says that one of the biggest changes will be a new 48MP ultra-wide camera, up from the current 12MP ultra-wide camera. So this would mean that the iPhone 16 Pro's 0.5x camera option would match the main camera in terms of resolution. The iPhone 14 introduced a new 48MP main camera, which Apple uses to combine every 4 pixels into one large quad pixel to improve photo quality and also keep file sizes realistic. But iOS also offers the option to shoot in Pro RAW at the full 48MP resolution. This week's analyst note also says the iPhone 16 Pro could offer Wi-Fi 7, the latest industry standard from the Wi-Fi Alliance that offers up to 4 times faster data speeds than Wi-Fi 6 and Wi-Fi 6E, and nearly 6 times faster than Wi-Fi 5. Wi-Fi 7 is also designed to better handle a large number of connected devices at the same time, while also dramatically reducing latency. As it stands today, the iPhone 14 supports Wi-Fi 6, while the iPhone 15 is expected to make the jump to Wi-Fi 6E. Even if the iPhone 16 Pro supports Wi-Fi 7, it'll be a long time before most users actually get to experience that change, and that's because you'll need to upgrade your entire Wi-Fi routing system to one that supports Wi-Fi 7, which will be a costly process, especially at the beginning. And as a reminder, the iPhone 16 Pro and iPhone 16 Pro Max are expected to feature larger displays than ever before, increasing the sizes to around 6.4 inches and 6.9 inches, respectively. Under-display Face ID has also been rumored for the iPhone 16 Pro, but as always, we're over a year away from the iPhone 16 Pro being announced, and Apple's plans can easily change based on things like component cost, production yields, and more. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Again, my thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Backblaze makes backing up your data and accessing it astonishingly easy. Get started with a free 15-day trial today at the link in the show notes below. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. You can follow along with me on Twitter, Mastodon, or Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.